meet his friends. We are continuing our previous shiur about Rabbi Akiva and Rashbi, and now we'd like to look at the histalkus, the passing of Rabbi Akiva, again based on the Afikim Maimin in Yud Zayin. Chazal tell us in Taras Kohanim Vayikra and Dibur to Nedav at Perak Beis Yud Beis on the Pasik Eloi Rani Adam B'chai B'chayim Me'anam Roim Aval Roim B'misasam. They don't see in their lifetimes, Eloi Rani Adam B'chai, you can't see God in your lifetime, but in death one can see God. And the explanation is that B'shas Misa Yirani Adam V'chai, that when a person dies, he can see God and live. So we see from this that through the great connection of the body with the soul at the time of death, there is a possibility of perceiving the Shekhinah, what cannot be when one is in life and full vitality. And that's because the body is a Masach HaMavdil. The body is a barrier, it is a partition that separates, that prevents the one from becoming shayich to a more elevated mitzias. And somebody who sees the Shekhinah must die, because his bodily functions do not enable, cannot take the great gilui of the Shekhinah. But when the soul goes back to its Sharsha Ha'elyon, to its divine root, then the body clings to this heavenly light in a way that is not contradictory to the revelation of the Shekhinah, and therefore Roim B'misasam, that when they die, then they are able to see the Shekhinah. Now it says in the Gemara in Brachas of Samach Aleph Amid Beis, that when they took Rabbi Akiva out to kill him, it was at the time of Kriyat Shema, and they were combing his flesh with combs of iron, and he was makabel upon himself the yoke of heaven. Talmud said, Rabbeinu, our teacher, Ad Kan, Amalem Kol Yomai Yisim Mitzdar Al Pasuk Zeh, all the days of my life I had anguish over this pasuk. It says in the pasuk, V'chol Navshecha, Afilu nota es nishmascha, with all your soul, even if it takes your soul. And I said, when is this going to happen to me, and I'll be able to be makayim this? And now that it's coming to my hand, I'm not going to be makayim this. And he was marich be'echod, ad sheyatzta nishmascha, yatzta baskol ve'omra, ashrecha Rabbi Akiva sheyatzta nishmascha be'echod. So he was marich be'echod, he said this long echod, until his neshama went out with purity, and a baskol came out and said, fortunate you, Rabbi Akiva, that your neshama left with one. The Malach HaYashar said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zutar v'zuschar, this is Torah and this is the schar. Then a baskol came out and said, fortunate you, Rabbi Akiva, that you are prepared for Olam Haba. So it would appear, B'bir Omek HaInyan, that B'shas is Stalkus of Rabbi Akiva, there was a kiyum of what it says, B'chayim Enam Roim of Misasam Roim, that in their lifetimes they cannot see God, but in their death they can see the Shekhinah Kaviyachal. But Rabbi Akiva, this Re'iyah was revealed in this world, Ad Kedei, that was expressed in a Hanhaga, which is Mufkas, which is precluded from revealing itself in this world. In other words, the Yichud of Hashem, the oneness of God, was revealed to Rabbi Akiva on such a level that he could only relate to it b'shas histalkus, that the yisod of this gilui was me'alma d'shtok, as is explained elsewhere, as we discussed in the previous year, and as explained elsewhere, the darg of kol yomai yisim itzdar al pasuk zeh b'chol navshecha is rooted in the yishtokakus, in this desire, in this yearning to be mizbato klapei mala, in a way shein shum mitzius klal zulasi ki azikam avas ahava, and in such a way that there's no other mitzius besides, so strong is your love like death, that the love was so incredibly powerful for Rabbi Akiva, and it was like death, and that's the madrega Rabbi Akiva was on. He wanted to be misbattled to the point of ki'azik amavis ahava, and that's the kiyum of asfuli chasidai korsei brisi alei zevach, that the knisa lebris is through this mesiris nefesh. However, that it says that he was marich ve'echad at yot al shiyotze nishmaso, it's not on the hour that we're talking about. But what it means is that the istalkus is a cheftz of gilu yichuda yizbarach me'ein kamohu, that the istalkus of Rabbi Akiva was a revel, a chevtza, an object, so to speak, of the revelation of God's oneness, of which there was never anything like it. That you can't compare the Estalkos of Rabbi Akiva to other misos. Other misos are a stira to the Ratzon HaElyon. If not for the sin of man, there would be no death in the world at all. Mashenken mitzvah Rabbi Akiva, which is lamala miseder on Haga Kvua, is mitzvah kulo chayim, that shekol sham mitzvah atzma megala on Haga Sichuda Elyon, enzel es alus lichius yoser Elyona. That if the misa reveals God's oneness, this is merely an elevation to a vitality, to a life that is much higher. And that's what it says, Zman Kriyashma. It was the time of Kriyashma, was when they took him out to kill him. There was no greater time of Yichud Hashem. So it wasn't that it was like 7:30 in the morning and it was Zman Kriyashma, but rather this was the time of the Gilui, Yichudo Yizbarach, the revelation of God's oneness. And that's the explanation of that the Talmidim started having a whole shakal of Itariya. What's pshat? You're dying. Is this Sutar? Is this Sukhar? Is this the way it's supposed to be? Ad Khan. So Rabbi Akiva answered that Kedarka Shel Torah, that since Rabbi Akiva was Moser Torah of Machshava and Shtok, as we discussed in the previous shir, Memela the Shas Histalkus is a Zman of Kabbalah HaTorah, She'ein Lemala Himena, there's no greater time for this Kabbalah to Machus Shemayim, because what was Mizgala to Rabbi Akiva B'Shas Misa, Hayatzarech Lehimaser Hala LeTalmidov, must be transferred on to his Talmidim. So the soul of the Yichud itself was given over to the Talmidim B'Shas Histalkuso. Now these Sisrei Torah are above the Tfisas HaKelim HaMugbalim, the limited vessels of this world, and it emerges that the Misa of Rabbi Akiva was Megalim more than he was Megala B'Chaim Chiyuso, because the Bechina of Rowan B'Misasan cannot be Mizgala. Bechinas Rowan B'Misasan cannot be Mizgala otherwise, without, if it wouldn't have been Shas Misaso. So for a lot of people, they don't get it mamish when they're dying, they get it after they're dying, but Rabbi Akiva mamish got it when he died. He wasn't in the kelim of this world anymore, so he was Megala more than he was in his lifetime, because the Roam B'Misasan can only be Mizgala mamish B'Shas Misasa, and that's what Rabbi Akiva was zoche to, that B'Shas Misa he had this tremendous Gilui Hashchina. And now that we've come to this point, we can understand the inyan of the Estalkos of Rashbi. It says in Gittin, and Samach Zayin Amar Aleph Amir Rabbi Shimon Talmid of Benai, Shana Midos Shemidis Midos Trumas Trumas Mitrumas Midos of Rabbi Akiva. So what he's saying is that the Tamsis of the Torah of Rabbi Akiva licked, as they say in Portuguese, the essence of the Torah of Rabbi Akiva is placed with Rabbi Shimon. So based on what we're saying, the explanation is that Rashbi was Makabel from Rabbi Akiva. The Oimek Torah's HaYichud Shemealma Deshtika, the depth of the Torah of Yichud, of oneness, that is from the world of silence, more than all of his Talmud. And it was Makabel, even Torah, that was Mizgala B'Shas Misa, with the Koach of Roam B'Misasa, and Lamito Shel Dover, that's the Torah of Kisrei Osios of Rabbi Akiva, as we explained in a previous shir, a Torah that's above this world. The Tfisa in the level of this Torah is only Shayach when the Dveikus shines, when the Dveikus of the Histalkus shines, this clinging to God that was revealed for Rabbi Akiva. Then there's a possibility in this world to relate to the Metzius of Torah that is Lamala Min Hagvul, that is above this world. But the moment the Estalkus finishes, there is no Echitimtzi of Achiza in this Divrei Torah. And therefore, that Rabbi Abba, as we saw in the previous shir, copied down Divrei Rashbi, Shenizgalu Biyom Estalkuso, the meaning is that he was shaykh to the Torah, which is mitzad atzma, einena bar tfisa v'hatoka klal. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was shaykh to a Torah that in and of itself is not perceptible, cannot be perceived, cannot be copied over, because this Torah was tmirin belibo ad hashta, like Rabbi Abba writes, was hidden in his heart till now, because it wasn't bar gilui, because there is no hechitimtzi, there is no means, there is no possibility to express this in words, and memela can't be given over. But since b'shas misa roe hashchina v'chai, when b'shas misas and the tzaddikim are able mamish to see the shchina and live, so this possibility was given to relate to the Divrei Torah be'odo bal guf. Or memela, anybody who is misiaches to the maimer hagilui shchina sharoim b'misasam, anybody who relates to this event of the revelation of the shchina at seeing it at the time of death, was misala to be a makabel of the Torah's olam hamachshava. And memela, all the ha'atokah of Divrei Rabbi Abba could only be possible b'shas ha'stalkus. Then he was in a situation of chibur vidvekis lamokor hachius, of connecting and clinging to the source of vitality. But after he was mistalik, the tokef ha'asaga, this powerful revelation, perception, became hidden. And that is the explanation. Rabbi Abba savarna lemichtav tvei v'lo shamana, I wanted to write more and I didn't hear. It doesn't mean that he didn't say it, that he didn't hear because Rashbi stopped speaking, but rather the gilui of Torah's hayichud wasn't bar tfisa b'shmi at any other time other than b'shas histalkus. But the moment Rashbi was ole lamarom, it was no longer possible to have a hasaga and a shmiya of that gilui. Not the Rabbi Abba writes chayim ad olam, even though he was mistalek with tevas chayim. So why did Rabbi Abba write ad olam? So it must be that if he had written ad olam, it's because he heard, even though he didn't say it. And the biur is that the etzem gilui ha'istalkus, the very revelation of his passing, is a hasag of chayim nitzrim, is a perception of eternal life, and the secret of yichudo yizbarach ha'elyon, and the secret of God's great oneness. Memela, it was shaykh to write in this world what was mizgal etoch maiseh istalkus. But any additional revelation in the light of the Ein Sof was no longer bar tfisa, and he could not hear it any more. So he didn't actually hear the ad olam, but the revelation of the istalkus was the hasaga of ad olam, of the chayim nitzchim, of the yichudo yizbarach ha'elyon. And no longer after that could anything be heard. And that's the explanation of Rashbi, that he's Megala Divrei Torah, Lemeal Belo Kisufa La'alma Da'osi, to go with no embarrassment to the world to come. When this means that the histalkus of Rashbi was a Hafko Migzeres Misa. The passing of Rashbi was a preclusion, hafkar, removal of the gzeras misa, because his misa was in the secret of chayim ad olam, of chayim nitzrim, the secret of God's oneness. The whole sefer Idra Zuta is only speaking about yichud yizbarach ha'elyon. When this point shines, every other mitzias is betel legamrei. So you can't compare these divrei Torah to other divrei Torah. That what was mizgala b'shas histalkuso transformed his misa to a mitzius of chaye ad. And any kisufa, what does it mean? Lameal below kisufa la alma da'asi, to go up without embarrassment to the world to come. Any embarrassment that accompanies death in this world was now removed from him, because he was mekayim yirani ha'odem b'chayi, because he was zocha to such hasagas. So Hitaka was zocha l'me'al b'lo kisufa la'alma da'asi, to go up with no embarrassment to the world to come. So it emerges from this that there's no embarrassment now, he's zocha ki yirani ha'odem b'chayi, that he's able to see God and live. And it emerges according to this, Bi or Divrei Rashbi, that Midosav are Trumos, Mitrumos, Midosav Shel Rabbi Akiva. Truma of Torah's Rabbi Akiva is the revelation of Torah's Hasod that is only revealed B'Shas Histalkos Shel Yirani Adam Mechai, since Rabbi Akiva left the world in a Dargoshu B'Sod HaYichud, Memela Mitachtonim Ischal Omek HaGodol B'Yoser Shel Torah. And we see that he was manchil, he bequeathed this revelation of Torah to Rashbi in such a way that B'Shas Stalkus HaRashbi, he also was able to be zoche to the Torah's Hayichud. So based on what we said, we have a little bit of an understanding in the essence of the name of the Yontav Lag BaOmer, which, according to some, is the Yom of the Hilula of Rashbi, because the Shem Moed is Mikoach Gilui Torah's Hayichud, and that's the depth of Torah Shebaal Peh, that the Guf is Mischaber B'Dveikus Gemura, to the root of life, connects with complete connection, clinging to the root of life, in the way that the Torah of the Shtok was Misgale in the Gvul, in the limits of nature. So that's the idea of the revealing of the Torah of Shtok in this world. Okay, there is of course more to say about this, but we will conclude here and give ourselves a bracha that we should be zochah to continue to be osek in these inyanim nisgavim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.